Jesus Christ, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for the love of the universe. Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Glory to you, Jesus, baby.
We thank you, Jesus, for your love. We thank you for your love substance that's all through us, all around us, all in us. We thank you. We love you. We thank you, love substance, which is Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your love. We need the love on this planet Earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love. And it's through your ghost holy. I love you. So be it.
So be it. Glory to Jesus, eternal life of Christ. We thank you, divine Holy Spirit, for flowing inside of our temple being. We thank you for magnanimously purifying and giving us life and health and strength. Thank you, divine light of Christ, for the spirit of love. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for blessing the minds of our souls and our temple. We thank you, eternal light of Christ.
We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Son of God, for coming to this earth.
Yes.
Thank you for being a body being. You came as a physical being on this earth. Thank you. Thank you for redeeming us through your body, through your blood sacrifice. We thank you. We thank you for going to the Father and asking that you create a new world that we live in right now. It's your world. You are our Father. We love you. We thank you for coming. We thank you for the redemption, because without that, we cannot become gods and goddesses, which is our true destiny. I love you. Thank you.
Jesus, baby, we adore you, sweetheart. We thank you again that my sweetheart brother said that you came to the earth. Glorious historical Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, also known as Yeshua, Joshua, Yahweh, Jesus, we adore you. Thank you. We just thank you, Jesus, for the life that you live inside of us. And we thank you for your divine sacrifice. Glory to you, Jesus Christ. We just keep on praising
you. Thank
you,
Eternal Spirit. The Eternal Spirit that's closer than hands and feet, that's all around, the omnipresent energy. We love you. Thank you, intelligence. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for bringing things to my memory. Thank you for talking to me all the time. You're always speaking to us. You're telling us what to do, when to do, how to do it. You are our guide. Thank you for that. Thank you for healing our bodies. You are the healing force. You are that God force in this three-dimensional world. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. In your name, Jesus, baby.
Jesus, eternal light of Christ, the Holy Spirit, oh precious one, we sing praises to you right now. We adore you right now as we think of your goodness and how you came to earth, Jesus, in the body form, and how the Spirit of Christ is in this now. Lord Jesus, song. Glory to Jesus.
Jesus, baby. This is Son of God University. Yes, baby. Jesus,
baby.
That's the saying. Jesus, the King and the Lord of the universe. And he's right stationed here on earth. He is the Lord of earth. You know why? Because he came as a body being for the blood sacrifice for us, every human on this planet. Jesus. This is his planet. This is his fifth world, baby. This is him writing and speaking truth through Son of God University, telling you what's up, baby. What's up is Jesus.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the nose, my beautiful brother. What's up? Like you heard my sweetheart brother say, Jesus is what's up. Jesus, our creator, redeemer, sustainer, our father, our savior, our Lord, the son of Jehovah God. We love Jesus, and we preach the truth that Jesus Christ is the truth. And we know that Jesus Christ has come to give us understanding to know Jesus Christ, who is true. And we are inside of Jesus Christ, who is true. Even God's Son, Jesus Christ, who is the true God and eternal life. That's in 1 John 5:20, verified. Check it out in the Holy Scriptures. Yes, sweethearts. This is a day to rejoice. This is our celebration of the Christmas season that started on August the 7th, as you already know, of this great year. And we are in the great September. September, what is it? September 18th, 2016, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the other day, 4 weeks ago, the Holy Spirit moved, and we were communicating and speaking about the people that need the help, the people that need to give to those in needy. And it seemed like some of you took us for a Halloween joke, or some of you didn't want to acknowledge it, sweethearts. But we want to make it, be it here known. We were not joking around when we said we staff here, the host of Son of God University, we are in need of money also. Like we said 4 weeks ago, we do not charge, we do not charge for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We do not charge or collect money for the preaching of the word of love and the word of life and the teachings of life. But when we're speaking about the power of giving, 21st chapter of St. Matthew declares it that many of you might be in contempt of court, of the Supreme Court of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I was hungry. In the 21st chapter of Matthew, and you gave me no food. Jesus said, I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was blind, and you didn't guide me. I was sick in hospital, and you did not visit me. And I was in need of money, and you did not supply me. And they said, Lord, the disciples, when did we see you sick and hungry and blind and need of money? You're the Lord of lords. How can that be? And Jesus of Nazareth, he said, sweethearts, as much as you have done to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Okay, you know the scriptures. Maybe you don't, but you will know. And you know all over the world that the people that are in need, you help them, you bless them, you feel good about it. You've done something good. People, even naturally in your local community, your city, your church, your synagogue, your temple, your sanctuary, your hall, your tabernacle, that people that need help, you help them. Millionaires out there, billionaires, thousandaires. Kenny J, he can give us right now probably $1,100. Now, what am I talking about? Am I having a money-a-thon? No, sweetheart. I want you to hear this good. We spoke about the Halloween holiday, some call it trick-or-treat, that every year in October, the people give. You heard the story about how we talked about it before, how you give to help mankind. That's how that holiday started, and the positive. Then it came in the trick-or-treat with candies and, you know, fruit, and you give to the children, and they dress up like queens and kings or goblins and ghosts or priests or presidents. They come in, you know, and have fun, Cinderella, whatever they may be, and they collect candy for fun. Well, in the ancient days, we told you how they gave to help people. They gave fruits, they gave food, they gave money, blessings, or whatever they need. Well, my brother and I, we right now, like I told you before, those who heard it the last time, we do need some money, literally. Money. Not a check that will bounce like a basketball, but money that can be spent. And we have, and I told you, over $39,280 I need. My brother, $59,000 plus. That's a mirror figure I'm giving. And it's like the need is need. It's a monetary need right now. And so, like I said, it's not for the preaching of the word of life, the word of Christ. It's for what needs to be done, like medical bills or what have you, different deals. So we've been pulling and pushing for to help people around the world, in your area, in the United States of America, the Western world, throughout the world, planetary system. And so think about it, sweethearts. You have something. You have people that are in need, and they need monetary blessings, and you're able to bless them. Do it. You know, you know what it's a good cause. It ain't for buying marijuana. It ain't for buying booze, cocaine, or drugs. No, no, no. We are not into the drug ministry. It is for something good. So when you heard us mention that last time through the Christ light, some of you might have said, oh, that might be part of an April Fool's joke, or it might be part of a trick-or-treat joke. No, no, no. Holy Spirit says no. It is not a joke. The need is there. And that's why we included our names on this list. We are not playing a political game. Like some people, they, you know, they have these mails coming out and they collect the money for a party, a political, and it's not the correct, and the party is doing it. I know it's a lot of scams out there, sweethearts. We know that you're aware of that, and I'm glad you know. That's why we are direct and honest and true and explaining what it is. We need money for the situation, the bills, this and that. No drugs. It's business manifestation and things like that. Been out of work. And speaking of that, as the light of crisis move, you know, back in the day, 2009, which there's no such thing as 2009, it's 2009. Well, I guess you could say 2009, 2009, when I applied in the country of USA, and in the county of, and the governor was the governor of. I'm not speaking negative against the governor of that particular state that I applied for my disability benefits, or would I speak against the governor or the county? That's why you heard me say in the state of, or in the city of, or in the governor of. But I was turned down, rejected, you know, and the state side turned me down. Well, there are many people that are on disability that need help, need money, they can't get it. Then there are crooks out there who crook things up, and they get it. That's why we have these calls to help people, you know, yearly, like to bless people in a monetary system or whatever they may need, medical deal or what have you may be. Well, I'm still alive. I'm still living. After 2009, the state of, and then the county of, and the governor of did not want to assist me. But that's okay. That's why we speak to you saints or peoples out there for this message. Case closed. Thank you for listening. Glory to Jesus.
Jah Jesus, baby. That's what we're here for. The praise Jah
Jesus.
The king of the universe. The master of the universe.
Yes.
This Jah Jesus. Let's talk about him.
Yes.
You know, it's a shame on planet Earth.
Yes.
And you know, beings from, we have trillions of planets, if you don't know. It's trillions
right.
of planets, you know, we have. And God Jesus is recognized through all of them. They're fathers of these universes. They're sons of these universes. But, you know, God Jesus stands out. You know why he stands out? God Jesus stands out because he has a physical body. And his physical body was redeemed. You see, most planets are celestial. They're translucent. I mean, it's like more spiritual. It's not hard like this. See, this is the only planet that has this hard substance like wood. You look at your bones. They're hard, your flesh. They don't have flesh. They're celestial. It's different. They're in a higher category. I mean, like, this is, they look down on us like, whoa, that's this, ooh, what are they? You know, like, whew, I wouldn't want to go down there. Like, I just, telling my brother the other day how that president of North Korea, he was in this meeting and somebody went to sleep and he just killed them. You know, I mean, like, people from other worlds were like, whoa, what is that about? You know, it's just like, this is planet Earth, baby. Everything goes on here. You know, it's nothing like the other planets. It's the most wicked, the darkest planet in the universe. But yet, it can be the most glorious.
Yes.
And that's what's going to happen. It's going to be the most glorious because we have these bodies. These bodies, you know, these bodies can live forever. You know, it's so much energy, and there's so much knowledge flowing that we have laserarium now that can heal your eyes and put them
yes.
together. You know, they have a cancer. They have a cure for cancer, CL4, in
uh-huh.
the physical form. They have a lot. The United States of America don't want that because they want to keep the doctors in power. It's, I'm going to tell you, on this planet here, they have cures for every disease. Alzheimer's, they have for every disease, especially in America, you can get some kind of healing with herbs that will actually heal your body. But the regular establishment don't want you to hear. They call it, oh, those are cuckoos or whatever.
Right.
You know, you have naturopathic doctors that deal with natural remedies that can heal your body. And they're like herbs, foods, vegetables that can just heal your body. Also, you have the Christ energy that can heal your body. See, Jesus wants you to have no excuse. You should have a healthy And your body should be healthy and strong. You know why? We have all the materials to do that. We have the God within us, which tells us about the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, what is that? That's a healing energy. You know, then you have all the natural fruits and vegetables and herbs that can heal you, you know, that can bring your waistline down, that can make you slim. I'm not talking about going on a diet. They have natural remedies that can do that for you.
Right.
You have to look them up. They're here, especially all over the world. They're here, especially in America. You got the technology, you got the computers everywhere, but there are doctors here in the background that are doing that. Then you have beings that are healing people like John Jesus.
Right.
They have the healing ray, the blue ray, the healing ray, the Christ ray, the love faith ray that will actually heal you like Jesus. That's real. You know, you have some ministers are doing it, you know, in Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Reinhard Bonnke.
Right.
You know, he's healing. That's why do you think all those Muslims are coming to John Jesus? They see the power. One time it was a mermaid. This is real. They are mermaids. It's not nothing. And she had a fish body. They actually saw her turn from a mermaid to a human body, a
right.
human being. You know, this stuff is real. See, that's why people in Africa are coming to Jah Jesus, because they see the power. It's no power, sort of speak, in America. Everybody is really comfortable and relaxed, you know, and they're looking at just, you know, the politicians right there. They're going at it. The master Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, they're going at it. Meanwhile, you know, all this other stuff is going on, you
yes.
know. Meanwhile, it's a lot of stuff going on, my brothers and sisters, you know. Let's look at our financial. That's all spiritual. Financial stuff. Look at that. America, you got to wake up. All we living on is credit. Means nothing. That could
right.
go broke any time. Then we have this Janet Yellen. She's just printing money. So what's happening in America? See, they have your eyes on the presidential election and all this. Matter of fact, somebody tried to pay in U.S. dollars their mortgage at
right.
Bank of America, and what happened? They got arrested. You know, it's a lot of stuff. They're making laws like they don't want you to have the currency. They want you to stay in that realm of that. Wake up, America. Get into the Christ light.
Yes.
Look at the whole picture. Two, don't just concentrate on Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. What about these legislators? What about the congressmen and the senators? They make the laws. They're
right.
the one that's passing them. Are we doing something for that? We got to look as the people in America to all the whole picture. Quit keeping your eyes on this them, their banner. Well, Donald Trump said this. Well, he did this. Well, she's sick. Just don't look at that. You know who to vote for. Let's get these other people out of office and put some new blood that's in the Jah Jesus that's going to represent you the way that that's for the people. You know, let's put that in there. Like Obama, President Obama, he did a lot of good. Don't count him out. When he first came in, he did a lot of good. He brought this nation about. Matter of fact, he tried to get us to get some money back. You know what? Your good old congressmen and senators rejected it. You know, he wanted to, but you see, one man can't do it. That's what I'm saying. You need to get these people out, these people that's been in the office forever. Kick their asses out of office. Get them out of office.
That's
and
right.
put some new blood in there. Jah Jesus people, for
yes.
Jah Jesus kingdom can rise. Because these people, they're going to keep doing the same old thing. They say, well, he knows what to do. No, he knows how to do the crooked stuff. Yeah, they've been there for 20 years. They've been there for 15. This, you know, the founding fathers said, you go in there and serve and get out. He didn't make it a political career, you know. So, like Jesus planet, we need to wake up.
Right.
You know, then you have people, like I said, in North Korea that just somebody just sleeps and they just blow them away. You know, we need to wake up. You know, we need to love, because America, we're going to have to come together. Because when that system does happen, when stuff is not working like we want, you go to the ATM, try to get your money. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't get any money and stuff. And then people are going to, you can't start freaking out. You got to count on the Christ within you. You got to trust Jesus Christ within you. Because when you can't go to that ATM and then what you going to do? What you going to do, my brothers and sisters? What you going to do? You got to count on the God within, that intelligence. That intelligence will tell you what to do. You can't depend on this kind of system because it's utterly going to fall. I'm going to tell you right now, it's utterly going to fall. You got to depend on Jah Jesus, my brothers and sisters. Jah Jesus, that inner Christ,
yes.
that consuming fire within you. You need to spend time with Jah Jesus, because as you spend time with Jah Jesus, you'll know what to do. You'll know how to prepare. You'll know everything. You remember, like, was it Daniel that knew how to prepare what things was going to come? He told you need to save this, you need to do that. See, you need to trust. What did he cry? He trusts in the Christ within him.
Right.
That's what he trusts in, the Christ. Even though he's a seventh spirit, yeah, but still, he trusts in the Christ within him. He trusts in Jesus Christ, God, Jesus Christ, that eternal spirit. He trusts in him, and also he prayed to Lord Jesus Christ. We don't leave him out.
Right.
Lord Jesus, you can always, his door is always open. He can always hear you. He can hear trillion people praying to him at one time. That's the kind of God we serve. He knows everything that's going on. He's in complete control through his assistant, the Holy Spirit. Remember, he's the one that gives you the Holy Spirit. Nobody else can give you the Holy Spirit. Jesus gives you that power. It's a power to reckon with. It's a shame that the church of America don't have the Holy Spirit. They kick him out of the second-class citizen. They put Jesus as a second-class citizen. They put the Holy Spirit as a fourth-class citizen. They just kick him out altogether. They say, oh, we don't need that. That's the power. That's the main ingredient. That's what you need, my brothers and sisters. You need that power. That power, like we hear right now, the thundering,
yes.
That is the power that's going to help you. That is the power that's going to get you going. That is the power that's going to protect you in earthquake. That's the power that's going to help you in financial collapse. That's the power that's going to help you when the volcanoes go off. That's the power that's going to help you when the falling star is coming. That's the power that's going to help protect you, because you're going to have the Christ radiating energy around you. You're going to radiate with the illumination of Jesus Christ. Remember, you are a junior Christ. You are a junior Lord. You are a junior God under the supreme God, Jah Jesus. Remember, he's Lord of Lords. He's God over gods. But you can be a God under his administration. You see, that's our main destiny. You have your mission here. You may can be governor, you may can be a doctor or a fireman, but your main destiny is to become a God here on earth. Keeping your physical body, becoming atomized with the Holy Spirit, becoming a God. Remember, people that die, they cannot become gods. You know what? They're going to become servants under you as an angel. The angels are going to be serving you because they lost their body. This physical body is very important. Why do you think you got all these healing remedies, physically and spiritually? God, Jesus wants you to become a God of gods. He loves you. That is your destiny. Your destiny is not to go to church, give the pimps your money, and let them rob you. Your destiny is to be still and know that I am God, to God, Jesus. All attention to God, Jesus. All attention to God, Jesus, Holy Ghost. That's the ghost that's going to save you. It's going to love you. It's going to be with you. That is your Savior, the Holy Ghost. It is the God in the third dimensional realm. Praise it, love it, and glorify it. I love you, baby. This is Son of God University. And people in hell, people who listen to this first program, we have people on earth. We have people in hell listening to us. Jesus raised that. We have people in the heavenly realm. So we have trillions of people listening to it. This is a planetary system revival. See, the revival is happening now. Son of God University is the revival. We are the revolution right here. They are listening to it. People in hell are speaking to you personally. Use the name, the power of God Jesus, and you will get out of that realm. You will move up out of that realm. Get wrapped up in loving God Jesus. Say the name. Use the name. People in the heavenly realm, you know about what's going on. You're in the heavenly realm. Get into God Jesus. Praise him. Love him. Get that baptism. You know how to grow. You know how to elevate. And people on earth, Become gods and goddesses. That is your destiny. That is your main purpose for being on planet Earth. That's why you have a physical body. I know a lot of the pimps say, oh, you don't need that body. Don't believe them. They're liars. Believe the Son of God. Yeah. Believe his word. His word says it, you know. Didn't you know that ye are gods? You know, right. He says that in his word. That is your destiny. People say, God, well, that's going to some foreign, oh, that's New Age or whatever. No, 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 my brothers and sisters. That's for everybody. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I don't care if you're a Muslim. I don't care what. You're a Krishna. I don't care if you're Zoroaster. I don't care who you are. Everybody has the Christ within them. Everybody. Jesus didn't leave it out because you're a Buddhist. No. He didn't leave it out because of that. Those are all people that follow Jesus. You know, the great Buddha, Gautama Buddha, you know what? He follows Jesus' teachings. He's under the administration of Jesus. You know, did you know that? Lord Krishna, another Lord, under the administration of Jesus. These beings are under Lord Zoroaster, under the administration of Jesus. Even Mohammed, under the administration of Jesus. These beings are under, they may say it different words and different cultures and different names as far as language, but it all comes the same. When you look at it, it all comes. The Native American Indians, they're into what? Yahweh. What's Yahweh? Yahweh, the Son of God. Jesus, baby. That's what it is, Yahweh. Then we have Jesus, you know, Jesus, the ancient name, the original name, Jesus. You hear us say that a lot. That's what, but people are more inclined to hear Jesus. So that's why we say Jesus, baby, because that's the power. The name is the power. You got to use the name. The name, use the name. The name is a power. When you have the power, see, everybody wants to get rid of all this stuff, you got to have the power. If you have some affliction, you got to have the power. If you have some kind of ailment, you got to have the power. If you have some kind of negative trait, where it's stealing, where it's whatever it is, the power are smoking the boo, like in the state of Washington, in the state of Colorado, I think in Washington, D.C., illegal. When you have all that, it's the power of Jesus that can deliver you. Remember the Reverend Shambach? He had those tent meetings. He was using the power of Jesus, and people were being delivered from drugs, from all kinds of stuff that you don't want. It can be done, but you got to be sincere and go to Jesus and pray to Jesus and ask him to forgive you for all the negative sins. Then you ask him, I want your baptism of the Holy Ghost, and keep praising and loving. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost will come. It's a power. It's an energy. It's an energy that energizes you. It energizes you from head to toe. You need that power. Everybody has the Christ within you, but you want that extra power, you know, like a 440, you know what I'm talking about. You need that power, that oomph. You need that in this world today. This is planet Earth, baby. This is not Saturn. This is not Uranus. This is not even Pluto. They're trying to not have it as a planet. It is a planet. This is planet Earth, where it all happens, baby. This is the most wickedest. This is the darkest planet, but then it's going to be the most glorious. You know what? This is where Jesus is going to set up his headquarters, right here in the planet Earth. Headquarters, you know where? State of Washington, Puget Sound. That's where the seven spirits hang out. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. You heard it live, sweethearts, right here at Son of God University, Jesus Christ International. We are here live in Mount Vernon area in Snohomish County in the United States of America, where we're right now. We are under a big thunderstorm cloud, my brother, as you said earlier, and we're having a blast. It's raining. If you can hear it, you probably can't hear it, but we heard the thunder clap. The rain's coming down, the lightning flash. Jesus Christ is on the scene, baby. We are excited in Snohomish County in the United States of America to be here, a privilege once again in the great, grand, glorious state of Washington. Big Washington, where Jesus rules and reigns supreme, where Mount St. Helens volcano, Mount St. Helens is a volcano, Mount Rainier volcano, Mount Baker volcano, Mount Adams volcano. Glacier Peaks is right around the corner in this neighborhood where we are right now. It is so close. If it blow, we'll be singing fire and love, baby, because that volcano is right close to our station right here in the Puget Sound. And so we're glad to be here today in the Great Northwest, and we be all over the planet, as you already know, and we'll probably be, in a few days, we'll probably be over there in the Philippines. And we love it, baby. But you say, how do you get around? Well, we just get around to the Christ light. The Christ light is our energy. We move and live and have our being in Christ light. Christ light. Energy. You heard my brother say the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. This power is so real. This is divine dynamic energy. Where does it come from? It comes from King Jesus. King Jesus Christ. That's why my brother told you already, and we need to be really enfolded in the name of Jesus. When that name is thought upon, breathed upon, magnified upon, whether it's in silence or in verbality, that name precipitates eternal youth in your cells, in your bloodstream, in your brain cells, in your heart, in your muscles, in your kidneys, in your lungs, in your intestines, in your colon, in your nerves, in your sinews, in your tissues. Sweethearts, this great Jesus is real. Remember, Jesus Christ is a young God. He's an eternal God. He is the Son of the Father. Remember, as my sweetheart brother said, Jesus Christ came down in human form to planet Earth in a wonderful, beautiful body. That's why we rejoice in the wonderful, glorious season of Christmas. Christmas, the Christ within. Christ Mass, the Mass of Christ, the communion with Christ, the love of Christ Jesus. You see, it's a jubilant time of year. And the thing is, we do this year around, sweethearts. As you notice, you hear the carol, the bells, you hear it every opening usually, or sometime in the middle, and it's a theme. It's a theme song. We don't just play it in September through February, Super Bowl Sunday. We play it year-round now, because why? We are in love with Jesus. Jesus is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He maketh us and causeth us to lie down in green pastures, and he giveth us life. We adore Jesus. When are you going to adore Jesus? This is not a religious thing, as my brother said earlier. This is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people, like my sweetheart brother, say all over the world, from Pretoria, South Africa, and other places in South Vietnam, and the great Los Angeles area in the USA, and over there in Birmingham, UK, and England. Sweethearts, many people, even in Iran, the Islamic Republic, people are coming to Jesus. They are coming because they are looking for the reality of life. They want happiness. They want a transformation. They are tired of living the same old, same old. You cannot trust in the candidate, Crooked Hillary, because she needs help. Pray for her. We love Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary is some kind of a candidate. Remember, the Democrat Party started... And it's a movement of slavery. They promote slavery. The Republican Party is the Royal Republic of Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, the Republican Party that freed the Negro slaves back in the 1800s. Wake up, O ye race of the human race in America, right here, right now. Wake up all over the world. Like you heard earlier, the world is coming to a conclusion of negativity with people rejecting the light. In the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation and the 24th chapter of St. Matthew and many other scriptures, it tells you about the end time, the beast, the false prophet, the antichrist, trying to get rid of the currency, getting rid of the monetary system. And you heard me doing the pleading for money for us earlier, and we thank you in advance of what you send. Because, see, these systems, these people, they just want to just ostracize everything, sweetheart. That's why it's imperative to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, not in fear, but in love. Remember, you are intelligent. Oh, ye earth-born children, you are magnanimous because you were born in a physical form, human form, born of a woman, spurned by a man, by the powers of Christ's life energy, sweetheart. The human race is a grand race. It is when we wake up and realize the potential we have. It's when we start to recognize that we are in divinity under Jesus Christ. We worship Jesus Christ. We are got by Jesus Christ, which is to love Jesus Christ. We adore Jesus Christ, and we give great thanksgiving to Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this great thunderstorm we're having right now. My brother and I are enjoying, and all those in the great Mount Vernon area, the Puget Sound region, all over, probably the entire Seattle district. From you know, the Puget Sound goes from a long way from the Birmingham, way up north to from the, just about south of the Canadian border, all the way to near Oregon. So, sweethearts, we are in paradise right here. And our BBS radio station, we love our BBS radio station, and it's live, we are live, and our station is stationed right down the street in Paradise, California, USA, sweetheart. So we are West Coast, we are the best, and we are proud of the West Coast. It's a beautiful place, beautiful volcanoes. Why do we brag on the great Pacific Northwest and California, Oregon, with the beautiful state of beautiful coast? Because the beauty of nature is here. Christ is here. Christ's kingdom is here. Christ's light is here. Haven't you heard on Pentecost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the light of Christ, word up? Jesus Christ sent that power. Where have you been for the last 2,000 years? Oh, sleeping church, wake up. Oh, sinners and saints, wake up and recognize the Spirit of Christ is here, the Spirit of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, baby. Why are you so sad? Why are you so pug-nosed? Why are you so bulldoggish? Wake up and smell the roses. Wake up and rise up and look within yourself and talk to your higher self, the Christ within you. Recognize, take time to be still. Psalms 46:10, God says, be still and know that I am God. And then Jesus Christ spoke into God the glory. The book that was described by Annalise Skyrim, dictated by Jesus. He said, look unto me on page 32. Be still and know that I am, and that I am the substance that is within you, and I am the life giver to you, and I am the author and the ordination of the light of Christ. I give the light of Christ, said the living Jesus. Wake up, sweethearts. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Why is so many denominational churches so dead? Because they lack the Spirit of Jesus Christ Almighty. 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says, now the Lord Jesus is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord Jesus is, there is liberty. The great Royal Republican presidential candidate Donald J. Jesus Trump quotes that scripture quite a bit because he knows it's real. We know it's real. It's true, sweetheart. Jesus Christ is our liberty. Jesus Christ is our freedom. Why go with a slave down and out party? Why go with a hangnail party? It's time to wake up and smell the violet roses and the pink roses and the lily of the valley. It's time to stand for the Republican truth. Stand up for the Republic, even for America, and to the Republic for which you stand, one nation under God, Jesus Christ. Not only under a group, as the Parliament used to sing, it's one nation under God, Jesus Christ, with liberty and justice for all. And the mercy of Jesus is blessing this great nation of America. Yes, sweethearts. You wonder, why are we talking like this? Well, the Holy Spirit is in charge. The Holy Spirit gives us the words, what to say, how to say, when to say. Like we said before, we don't practice these programs. We don't have no written down script. We don't have no written down a sermon. We speak by the energy of God, Jesus Christ, and you know it's real because inside of your soul, you can feel what we are saying is true. It is bearing witness to your subconscious mind, and your superconscious mind is in alignment with the conscious mind. And so, therefore, you know that you are hearing the truth, and it's up to you to respond to the truth. You're wasting money giving it to the pimps and the limb-lambs and the flim-flams and the lollipops and the jib-jabbers. And it's time to wake up and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many people in these religious organizations, they're not telling you about the shed blood of Jesus Christ. They're not promoting the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. They're not telling you that Jesus Christ shed the blood for the humankind that we can have access to the right to the tree of life. They're just going to tell you something to soothe your mind with the soup syrup. Well, those days are over. They never was in, sweetheart. It is time that you wake up. It is time that you open up your mind and talk to the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not be afraid, because Jesus Christ is ready to respond to you. You heard my sweet brother telling you about the love of Jesus Christ Almighty. He was given thanks to Jesus Christ Almighty for the great love that Jesus has for humankind. Now, when are you going to get off your medium and fat ass and say, you love Jesus Christ, sweetheart. Wake up, sweetheart. Oh, slender ones, medium, fat, medium, muscular, not too muscular, obese, and come to health. Come to Jesus. Come to health. H-E-A-L-T-H. I didn't say hell. Come to health. Be healthy. Jesus Christ and 3 John, what is it, 2? 3 John 2, where he said, I would that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul is prosperous and the health. The health is our wealth, sweetheart. Remember, the physical body is important because the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ, is the Son of the Father. He made the physical body, and that a physical body is divine. The physical body is dynamic. When we submit to Jesus Christ, learn to submit to Jesus Christ. Because when we submit to Jesus Christ, when we adore Jesus Christ, then we become free. You see, it's so much we have to say. How many minutes, brother? We got some more time?
Yes,
glory
yes.
to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Okay. You see, we got time, so we got time. So Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Remember that name. The key word of power. The key word of A-L-L. All power. Jesus. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Yahweh, Jesus, Yahweh, Jesus, Yahweh, Jesus, Yahweh, Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ. These are keywords of power. Remember, the name of the Son of God, the scripture declares, call upon the name of the Son of God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Son of God, they shall be saved, they shall be delivered, they shall be free. You can receive the Holy Spirit right now, I tell you. As you humbly make up in your mind that you're tired of the same old living that you're living, and you're tired of living like a dead person, you're tired of being a zombie, you're tired of being drugged out, you're tired of being drunk out, you're tired of being cigarette out, and whatever the hatred or malice or lust that you may have, oh, sweetheart, earthborn children, I beseech of you that you will come to the loving Savior of the universe, Lord Jesus Christ, Master of the universe, King of kings and Lord of lords, the King of the solar system, the Master of the stars, the supreme God over the universe, the master of all universes, Jesus Christ, who has been endowed with all power from his Father, Jehovah. I tell you, sweetheart, we are to be in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ has a kingdom. Yes, Jesus Christ has a kingdom in us on earth right now. Remember. Remember, the scripture declares, the kingdom of Christ is within you. The kingdom of Christ is all around you. Remember, we are not to be sad ducks. We are to be happy chicks glorifying Jesus Christ. Even the presidential candidate, Donald Trump, he said he wants to make America great again. That is so beautiful. And the evangelical movement, many of them are agreeing with that. Why do you want to be sad? Why do you want to be down? Stand up and help out your candidate. Bless Donald Trump. Pray for Donald Trump. Then you get some of these nigga bites saying, well, you know, he's not saved. And he, who the hell are you? Are you the judge of the earth? Did you die on Mount Calvary cross? You don't know the mind of Donald Trump. Donald Trump already testified that he was a super Christian. He gave his life to Jesus Christ. You don't judge the man. Anyway, we're not looking for a pastor-in-chief to run the United States. We're looking for a commander-in-chief to be strong, aggressive, assertive, loving, divine. Don't take no crap off of no one. That's what America wants to be. That's the true republicanism, the royal republic, the freedom for every nation. That freedom for all skin colors in the United States of America, as well as around the world. Remember, the Republican is not for the right, white rich, as the delusional Democrat Party has tried to say. The Republican Party is for every race, the black, the white, the blue, the Hispanic. I threw that blue in there. You know what I mean? The red man, the brown man, the yellow man. You see, sweetheart, the racist of humanity, it's time to wake up. And what is missing is the power of love. And Donald Trump, every time he got that rally, he'd be saying at his rally, I love you. I love you. Many people don't understand him because they don't understand Jesus Christ. You see, when you seek the spirit of Jesus Christ and you talk to Jesus Christ Almighty and you give your mind and soul to Jesus Christ, he will direct you to put that check mark, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. He has won the election November 8th, 2016, Tuesday, Super Tuesday, A.D., in the year of our Lord Jesus, Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2017. Hail to the chief. Boing, 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 boing. You heard that before, and before you know it, you'll be seeing Donald Trump up there giving his message. But, sweetheart, don't take this election for granted at the same time. Don't take it for granted. Well, he said, Donald Trump, he's cool, he's this. We can sit back. Don't sit off your duff, because the devils want to rig the election in the United States of America. Don't sit back and let Crooked Hillary take it. Pray for Crooked Hillary, and pray that Crooked Hillary will go back to church in the Methodist church, because she is a Methodist, and she can go pray to Jesus, and then she can get saved and get redeemed, and then she can teach Sunday school. You see, sweetheart, I love Hillary. I know you hear me talk about her off and on, hither and thither. Now, I love all the candidates, but it's time for a righteous rule. You know it. Jeffers, ministers, various ones, they know it. Pat Robertson on the Pat Robertson Show on Trinity Broadcasting, they know it. And many, many others, I named them because they allow it, they authorize it, and they're putting their word out that they want it. The Liberty College of, what's the minister's name? Bless his heart, Farwell, Minister Farwell, Pastor Farwell, Farwell, I believe I'm saying his name right. He wants it, this Royal Republican Party. Why are we talking about this? I don't know. I do know. I'm not in charge. Jesus Christ is in charge of this program. Remember that. This is called Son of God University, Judge Jesus International, or shall we say Judge Susi Christ International. That's who is in charge of this program. That's who in charge of my brother right here with me. And that's who in charge of me, right me here with my brother. We submit to Jesus. We love to worship Jesus. Oh, ye Christian church, when will you say you love to worship Jesus? The gospel is simple. It'll make you high. It'll make you young. It'll make you happy. I don't need no caffeine. I don't need no Red Bull. I don't need no fifth of whiskey or gin or a blunt. All I need more is of the light of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Jesus, mate.
You got that right, baby. Judge Jesus, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Did you know that the Holy Spirit, the name of the Holy Spirit is Judge Jesus, baby?
You do, sir.
Judge Jesus, just like the Supreme Commander in Chief, Jah Jesus, our Father, his name is Jah Jesus.
Yes.
Isn't that a coincidence that we have the intelligence name, Holy Spirit, and then we have the Son of God over the planet Earth name, Jah
Jesus.
So that's a power in that name. It's just a power. As you say the name, you would elevate. Remember on the Christmas story, as we told you before, as those people were traveling, they were chanting Jah Jesus, and they were levitating. They were levitating, and they were going in the direction of where Jah Jesus, the baby child, was. By chanting that name, they were levitating, literally levitating, going. It's like you say the flying carpets they have. But, you know, some of the stuff that you hear is real.
Yes.
You know, it's real. And, like, some of this stuff on TV, it's real. Like, you see, like, a V. That stuff is real. But you don't need to be fearful of it. There are reptilians around that look like humans.
Right.
That stuff is real. They do have people like they sighting flying saucers. That's real. They don't come from another world. That's from Earth.
Right.
That's the thing about it. They trying to pretend like they ain't come from no damn another world. They can only be within this planet Earth. Right within here, they cannot. It may seem like they do. They may have some technology that's like more keener than ours that we have, that they can give to behind the scenes, the dark shell of government. But you know, they are Earth. They are just looking, fallen angels, looking like man. You know, remember they have these people with six fingers. It says all in the ancient books of the Old Testament, those fallen beings, those fallen angels, they met with men and they had these giants and they had this. That's real.
Okay.
That's real, my brothers and sisters. But there's nothing to fear. You remember Art Bell? He brought all that stuff out.
That's
stuff is real. Don't take that for granted. That's real. But you need not fear because you have the power, baby. And the power is
Jesus,
baby.
You hit it right on the nose, baby. It is Jesus, Jesus. And you can find that story chapter. Did you go like this, my brother?
Yeah.
Oh, glory to Jesus. Yes, indeed, baby. You see, in that scripture, Genesis 6th chapter talks about the fallen angels. Also, you want to know about the reptilian people coming to the earth, 13th chapter of Revelation, the 12th chapter of Revelation, the 11th chapter of Revelation, when there was war in heaven and the demons were thrown. Now, a lot of that already happened and still happening. And so and then you get to the glorious chapter, the 19th chapter of Revelation, where they give glory to Jesus Christ. We want to encourage you, sweetheart, to keep on rapturing your praises to Jesus. There's other scriptures I wanted to get into, but, you know, it'll come to time. You just keep on loving and worshiping Jesus, the canon. Glory to Jesus.
Jesus, baby.